なったら、
I was down in Yuma to an NLRB matter. The Teamsters had filed the petition and they subsequently withdrew it at Bruce Church. So I was down there for the day and that's when we decided to go through this document that we had found. And during the course of Fred's cross-examination on the child labor issue, the other issue we wanted to hit home on was the callous way Bruce Church treated the and that was the letter, as I'm sure most of you remember, that they had sent out to the family of the woman who died while working at Bruce Church, and indicating that she was discharged for dying. And we led into that, and the minute Fred brought out the mailer, Mike Payne, who was in very much pain on the stand, saw the document and just started turning red with trepidation, realizing what was going to come. There wasn't a damn thing he could do to stop it, and was looking at his attorneys to try to get them to stop Fred from doing what he was about to do. And Fred said, "You recognize this discharge notice?" And Mike Payne said, "Yes." And he said, "Did Ms. Pena work for you?" And he said, "Yes." And isn't it true she died while working at Bruce Church? And he said, "Yes." And he said, "And isn't it true that their family claims she died because of the plastic fumes from the sealer on the naked lettuce?" And Mike Payne jumped up and said, "That's not true!" And the attorneys jumped up and objected and said, "It was, the coroner's report said it was because of a heart attack and had nothing to do with the fumes." And the jurors just, you know, struck, like, what the hell is going on here? And what are they trying to hide? What's so objectionable about this document? And Fred Sarah said, "You're right, that's what the coroner claimed, and this is what the family claimed, isn't that true?" And he said, "Yes, that's what they claimed." And he said, "Now, is this a termination notice?" And Mike Payne was really upset. He said, "Yes, it is. And could you read for the jury what it says?" And he said, he had, he was forced to read that she was discharged for dying on the job. And the look on the juror's face was just absolute horror. And Mike Payne quickly jumped up, "But it was a mistake. It was tragic. It was terrible. It was, you know, it was bad, and we regret it every minute since we did it." And it was just like, you know, mea culpa, forgive me. And they did all this, and, you know, the attorneys were jumping up and down saying it was a mistake, and Fred said, "I understand it was a mistake, that you claim it was a mistake, and that you claim that you didn't do it deliberately, and I'm sure you didn't, but, this, you know, with all your claims of being sorry and a mistake and everything else, let me ask you one more question. Did you ever apologize to the company for causing them all this pain, to the family? Did you ever apologize to them?" And you could tell the thought never occurred to Mike Payne. He was just stuck there, and it was like two or three seconds of silence, and then he, "No." And he said, "Thank you," and he just walked away. That's the way it was.
When was the printout found in the dumpster?
No, wasn't
it a long time ago?
We
sort of like had it in our boxes.
Okay.
And when did we actually start looking at it?
The night before we used it.
Typical UFW story, right? Out of the dumpster. The night before you were cross-examined, right? You started looking at it.
Right? It was up till 3 in the morning.
Looking at names, right?
Actually,
and you didn't get all the way through it, right? Only got the yes. Only got the yes. Not the Sanchez's or the...
That was the beauty of it, because the judge was getting tired and the company attorneys were getting tired, so we'd gone on reading for 2.5 hours the list of all the children. And Fred said, "Okay, I won't read anyone who's under 17, although there are 57 of those people who are over 17 but under 18. And we'll just concentrate on the people who are under 15 working." And then he went on for another hour and a half reading names. And said, "And we're only going as far as the R's. We didn't get through the entire document."
All right. Great. Okay. Thank you. Any committee reports? Pete, do you have a report?
Okay.
Everybody seems very anxious. Okay, my fellow American citizens, fellow citizens of La Paz, I go to this because my committee stands for Outstanding Citizens of La Paz. And firstly, I would like to extend our cordial appreciation to those who have sent letters of recommendations who would be an outstanding citizen of La Paz for February. We have been reading all those recommendations, and up to this point we still are debating which of those recommended would be the outstanding citizen of La Paz. The announcement, I'm pretty sure, would be sometime next meeting in next week. So come down your car. Let's go there.
You mean I gotta be good for another week?
Don't worry about it.
Don't get excited. Stay calm, and all of you, to my own knowledge, are good citizens of La Paz. And we have no drugs, no discrimination to any of our citizens of La Paz. So don't lose hope. Okay. Don't lose hope.
Next week, huh?
Until next week, I shall be announcing the winner. Any other committee report? A quick pet committee report. The rules are your dog, especially your dog, is to be with you in your house or on a leash at all times, weekend and nights included. Okay? Any other committee report? Birthday. Remember, we missed last week. So, birthdays last week, this week. Any birthdays? We missed Maria Elena?
It was
Friday.
She was very upset, too.
Well, we didn't have a meeting, right? We're really out here now. Well, we'll get it.
We never got that.
Statue drawn on Marco.
We never got that? Okay, come on, Dave. We have to. It's an obligation. It's an obligation.
We must drop the puck, man.
Anybody else? Anybody else
who can?
Okay.
Born in 58, New York, grew up in Toronto. I'm Canadian, more than American. And I started the union in 1976 full time, started part time in 1973. And sport committee high school, Miguel. What's his face again? Miguel Andres was the guy who recruited me along with my mom. And I'm Miguel.
All right, no, very good. How old are you? 58,
1930.
30 years old, all right. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nate. for the Chavez clan. Not only should Maria Elena be here next week, but Ricky should be here to report on his trip to Russia.
Yay!
So everybody grab Ricky. He is stalling on us. So grab him and get him here next Friday. Good night, everybody.
All right.